On August 13, 1965, it's reported in the London Evening News that each of the Beatles have been insured for £1 million. That day, they leave for their second extensive tour of the U.S. with one performance in Canada. While it was only half the length of their first tour, it took in as much money. The concerts were held in larger halls and stadiums. On the 14th, the Beatles taped six songs for the Ed Sullivan Show to be broadcast on September 12th. Also appearing on the program was their old friend from the Cavern, Cilla Black. On the show, Paul introduces his classic song to the American audience.
And it'll be out in America shortly, and it's a song with featuring just Paul, and it's called Yesterday.
The next day, August 15th, they perform the first of two shows at Shea Stadium. This was, at the time, the largest concert ever given. In front of 56,000 people, Ed Sullivan introduced the band.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, honored by their country, decorated by their queen, and loved here in America, here are the Beatles!
Murray the K gives us his impression of the Shea Stadium performance.
I felt that it was a combination of a snake pit and General Hospital all going on at the same time. First of all, nobody heard them. It was absolutely impossible. You may have heard two or three words. That was when the big bet went on between Paul and John as to what side of the stadium would break through the barriers. I am very close to the stage. I can't hear them. So I figured, okay, I'm going to go back to the dressing room. I go under the stands, and a sight hits me as if I was in a disaster area. The New York police and special police are carrying girls out in dead faints, others in hysteria, screaming, thrashing around. There must have been over 300 to 400. There are ambulances there. Just the absolute excitement, the fact that they were there, the fact that they had seen him, whatever it was that they caused. So under the stands is this emergency disaster area of them never stopping. There was one girl kept passing by, and the cop says, listen, we're running out of space. Can we use your dressing room? I said, sure. Do you want me to scrub? But it certainly wasn't a concert that you talk about that, gee, didn't they do this? No one ever talks about, if you ever speak to anyone about a Beatles concert, they never talk about, gee, didn't they do this great, or wasn't this song sensational? All they talk about was the scenes around them, the fact that they didn't hear them, or that they couldn't see because someone was jumping up and all that.
The event grossed $304,000, according to promoter Sid Bernstein, who called it the largest return ever in the history of show business. The tour continues with less grandeur, but no less excitement.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Well now, the next number is a bit special, sort of, it's a feature, you might call it. This one features somebody who doesn't sing often, drink much, etc., singing a song called I Wanna Be Your Man, Ringo!
There's another press conference in Minneapolis.
We can't sleep with this long hair. Great.
People have only had short hair since the World War, so they've been sleeping for all those thousands of years with long hair.
It's not a problem, I tell you. It's just as much a problem as having short hair, which to you seems like
it's more of a problem having short hair, having to keep it short. We'd never start our own label. It's too much trouble, you know.
Dick Clark gives us his impression of the Beatles' impact on America.
Well, the Beatles were a unique experience. They and the English artists in general shipped back to North America what we sent them to begin with. And it was all new to that audience. It's very strange when you stop to consider that they borrowed the look of the Everly Brothers and much of the harmonies and the sounds, and then the music of Chuck Berry and Little Richard and Fats Domino, and shipped it over with a slight Liverpudlian accent and a little longer hair, and it was all brand new again. We were just ready for that.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Good.
Very welcome to Paul.
Is everybody happy? Right, then.
So let's carry on with the song, which is the B-side of our latest record, and this song is called I'm Down.
The tour ended with a Cow Palace performance in San Francisco on August 31st. They returned to London on September 1st to the news from EMI that their second album, With the Beatles, had sold over 1 million copies in Britain alone.